USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held a joint news conference at the White House with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The number one topic of discussion involves the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Chancellor and I discussed our close cooperation, developed a strong package of sanctions that are going to clearly demonstrate international resolve and impose swift and severe consequences if Russia violates Ukraine's sovereignty.
Police say one person is dead and one wounded after a man opened fire inside a Fred Meyer grocery store in the city of Richland, Washington. Cops have released surveillance images of a white male suspect pushing a grocery cart and are involved in a massive manhunt in the area. Two schools are on lockdown as a precaution. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
We'll learn soon if Americans will be paying even more for groceries and gas. The Consumer Price Index for January is due out later this week. An economist polled by Bloomberg expect a new 40-year high. Last month, it was revealed the CPI for all items rose 7% year over year. The Bureau of Labor Statistics saying it would be the biggest 12-month jump since 1982. Political pressure is mounting for the IRS to drop its deal with a facial recognition company to verify taxpayer identities using a selfie. Four House Democrats writing to the IRS commissioner urging the agency to stop the use of ID.me. The lawmakers note serious privacy and data security concerns along with the lack of access for those Americans without internet. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill crafting another short-term spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown on February 18th. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, deep discounts on all MyPillow products like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA.
The fundraising platform GoFundMe reversed a decision to redistribute money given by thousands of donors to the Canadian Freedom Convoy protesting COVID-19 regulations. GoFundMe froze the convoy's official campaign on Friday, claiming the convoy was violent and unlawful. At first, GoFundMe asked donors to submit refund forms and promised to donate to charities any money not properly returned. All of this has Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz crying foul.
They're standing up for freedom, and of course, big government hates it and is trying to crush them. Of course, the corporate media hates it and is trying to silence them. And big tech, you look at what GoFundMe did. People gave $10 million to support the Freedom Convoy because they were so proud of the courage of these truck drivers. And the thieves in Silicon Valley decided, we don't like your politics. So, A, we're going to take your money, and then, B, we're going to give it to people we like. Listen, if anyone else did that, that is called theft. And so today, I sent a letter to the Federal Trade Commission asking that the FTC open an investigation into GoFundMe.
Items once belonging to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg are headed to the Smithsonian. The National Museum of American History will receive a significant selection of artifacts from Ginsburg's career on March 15th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.